The LA Unified School District is officially kicking off summer school today. The district is offering in-person courses to all students. And after more than a year of school disrupted by the pandemic, the district's been seeing a big response, with some summer classes filling up quickly. Joe Hong is the K-12 education reporter for the nonprofit news website CalMatters. He says school districts in other parts of the state have also been seeing a lot of interest, with summer school enrollment in some cases setting new records.
Summer school enrollment is going to be historic this year. So at San Diego Unified, for instance, you know, the district has about 98,000 students. They typically expect a couple thousand students for summer school. I think last year or pre-pandemic, they had 3,000 students enrolled. This year, they have 22,000 students enrolled.
Wow.
But that being said, the offerings this year are also unprecedented. You know, a lot of districts are offering what they're calling enrichment programs, things like academic summer camps, not necessarily for, you know, things like credit recovery, that the things that you and I might think of when we think of summer school. This year we'll be focusing on, you know, a little academics, but getting students reengaged and sort of reestablishing the love of in-person learning. Especially at the younger grade levels, elementary and middle school, it's going to be a lot of sort of just getting students used to being around their peers and used to being with teachers. Don't get me wrong, there will be a lot of students, especially at the high school level, who are trying to make up credits for classes they may have failed during the school year.
It sounds like a lot of parents and perhaps some students, if not gung-ho about summer school, are saying this is a must-do this year. How about teachers? Are they signing up to teach summer school, or are some of them saying, you know, this has been a tough year with either hybrid teaching or teaching virtually? I need a break.
Yeah, it's been a mixed reaction from teachers. You know, some teachers, you honestly just couldn't pay them enough to come back for summer school, you know, after the exhausting school year or 1.5 school years that they've had. Some teachers were kind of reluctant at first. Maybe back in April, they thought, no, I need summer to just sort of recuperate. But a lot of teachers changed their minds as summer approached, and they thought, okay, you know, this might actually be fun. I'll get a nice bonus. And so, yeah, some teachers are actually looking forward to being back in person with students in this sort of more recreational setting and helping them get back to in-person learning.
You mentioned a bonus. Are districts offering incentives to lure teachers into the classroom this summer? And if so, where's the money coming from?
Yeah, I don't have the exact numbers, but pay over summer school is a little higher. And that money is coming from a nice $4.6 billion infusion that came from the state back in March. A lot of that money is going to summer school, yes, but it's going to teacher pay. So teacher pay and staffing is taking up a lot of summer school budget this year.
It sounds like you've been hearing a kind of common theme from many districts and school administrators, and that is that they're telling parents, don't expect one summer school session to make up for 15 or 16 months of education that's been disrupted by the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we really haven't even started measuring, you know, how disruptive the past 15 months have been for students who, a lot of students didn't even sign on for a lot of the school year. And to sort of put the pressure on 1 or 2 months of summer instruction, it's just not realistic. You're not going to see mass learning recovery or social emotional recovery over the summer. It's going to take well into the school year and maybe even longer.
Are you hearing any long-term proposals from people about ways to help kids make up for lost academic ground, maybe over the next year, 2 years, 3 years?
Yes. So one of those efforts directly relates to summer school. The Governor Newsom, he wants to add $1 billion in funding for summer school for the next 5 years, meaning you might see these record numbers of summer school enrollment for the next several years, which would be great because, you know, summer learning loss has been a problem since even before the pandemic. And also in the state budget, you really see unprecedented unprecedented levels of funding for special education. You know, we know that students with disabilities have sort of fallen behind disproportionately during the pandemic. So getting those students back where they need to be will require that extra effort and extra funding.
Joe Hong is the K-12 education reporter for CalMatters, and this is KCRW.